Caller, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a charge on my card from this company, and I don't know why.
Be more than happy to look into that for you on today. May I have your first and
Okay.
last name, please?
Bob Bledsoe, BLEDSOE.
Thank you, and also your zip code, please.
73, I'm sorry, 737, not 7, sorry,
No
seven
worries.
three four nine 942.
7349.
No, 942.
How about we start over one more time? One more time, please.
73942.
942. 73942. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, stay with you here in one moment. Searching the account. Stay with you. If you would, please spell your first and last name for me.
It's Bob Bledsoe, BOBBLEDSOE, but it came out of my business account.
Okay. No worries, Mr. Bledsoe. We're searching the information right now. Okay. So we did search your name. Unfortunately, that didn't pull anything up here. Let's try your email address.
Well, try Dastardly Dogs.
Pardon me, one more time, please.
Dastardly, DASTARDLY, Dastardly.
Okay.
Dogs, DODS. That's the name of the business. And that's what it may have been some processed under.
Okay. Now, is there an email associated with that?
Okay. Can we just look it up some other way? I mean, because it's on my bank account. I don't know who did it or what it was put under, but it was put into my bank account. So my email address is bdnfamily@gmail.com. But I don't think that's going to help me either. But give it a try.
No worries. bdnfamily@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, that didn't pull up an account for us either. Let's see here. Do you have a spouse or any loved one that we can try that may have used your information?
You can try Dina Bledsoe, but I really doubt she would use it and make any purchases. She don't really do that kind of stuff.
Okay, that's Dina, D-I-N-A.
No, D-E-E-N-A.
D-E-E-N-A. And Bledsoe.
B-L-E-D-S-O-E.
Okay. DEENABLEDSOE. Okay. Unfortunately, we have nothing for Mrs. Dina Bledsoe either. At this present moment in time here, let's see here. We have roughly two more options we can try here. Do you have a card associated with this account?
Well, I got an account number. I don't know how it was purchased. It's put on. It's coming onto my account. I don't know if it was paid from a card or paid for the account number.
Okay. Well, if you have the card with you, we use the last four digits as well as the first six digits.
Hold on a second. Zero six zero six.
Zero six zero six, as well as the first six digits on the card.
No, I'm not going there. I mean, y'all already charged me for something I didn't have. Y'all got to figure this out. I'm not giving you my card number again. That's ridiculous of me. I would be stupid, wouldn't me?
Mr. Bledsoe, there's actually 16 digits on the card. Unfortunately, you're not providing 16 digits here.
Don't give me that bullshit, guy. Y'all start putting money from my account. I'm not going to give you a bunch of my card number. We got to figure this out. Y'all charge me. I can give you my account. I'll give you some of my account number. I ain't giving you my card number.
Mr. Bledsoe, it appears that we've exhausted all measures here on the call. I would highly recommend you speak with your banking institution regarding the charges.
I will highly speak. I will speak to my banking institution. Somebody's using my card or something. Y'all are charging for something that I didn't receive. So I'll be calling y'all back later on this afternoon. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling customer support.